All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Not anything else to tell you except the playlist is at wrct.org. Should I fool around with the microphone? What else can I do? What else can I... Whoa. wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. That's what I got for you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. See you next Tuesday. Sean Watson signing off.
Oh, yeah. Alright. I gotta fix on my microphone, obviously. WRCT Pittsburgh. Peace. Peace.
Peace.
A Walk for Parkinson's is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Van Savar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician, priest, why? I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to a fun-filled Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Throughout the entire month of May, I've been doing a thing which has been a flashback May, where I've been taking old Viva La Mock radio segments and playing them for you. But I keep it current because I try to interject my witty banter every once in a while in between there. That is current. So I'm going to tell you, like, right now is May 21st, 2021. So, yes, this is me. Or if you're listening to my encore presentation, it's May 25th, 2021, and it's a Tuesday afternoon, not a Friday night. But, you know, you'll figure all that out. In fact, if it is a Tuesday afternoon, you just got down listening to a great show called A Minute Pause. And you're like, well, Mockster, I only caught part of it, and I'm really not sure what that is. Well, guess what? A minute pause is actually a small, insignificant amount of space. But then again, a minute pause is 60 seconds of time. So get it straight. Listen to A Minute Pause with your host, Sean Watson, every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And then at 2 p.m., the Mockster takes over and does his thing for you, just in case you missed my Friday night program. Anyway, let's tap back. We're going to crank up the Wayback Machine right now for, let's go 5 years, all right? So this next segment originally aired here on WRCT May 5th, 2016. But the Mockster's life is just a little too hectic right now to be going to too many rock and roll shows. Doesn't mean I can't play some Jayhawks for you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm also going to make you love me. It's kind of creepy, but it's true.
Oh, the world never ends. It's only the beginning. And we can't pretend to discover its meaning. We talk for hours at a time.
Sexy politics has left me all over my Initially, we joined in the ideological paddle. I'm celebrating my love for you with a pint of beer and a new tattoo. And if you haven't noticed yet, I'm more impressionable when my cement is wet. Politics and pregnancy are divided as we empty our glasses. How I love those evening classes. Surely you really know how to make a young man angry. Surely can we get through the night without mentioning family? Church agree, it's not much of a career.
slices of meager percent. Know about it. No, no. Slipping in between her legs, he decides it's a good place to be. It's a great place to hide from the love that he's had, from the love that could be. From the love that keeps looking to never. Know about it. I don't want to 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 know about it.
Pulled that one off of the 1992 album Book of Bad Thoughts by Uncle Green. Before that, Mysteries of Life from Indianapolis, Indiana. And Wish You Well, Billy Bragg. Went back to greetings. Talking to the tax man about poetry. And greetings to the new brunette. Blue Rodeo gave us Cynthia and the Jayhawks. Start off that entire set because I'm going to make you love me from the Smile album. I am, and I am going to make you love me. Seriously, that's my goal. In fact, I don't know if you've known this over the years, over the multitude of decades I've been at WRCT, I secretly send out subliminal messages that make you love me. It is. It's a platonic love, you know. I love that you listen, and hopefully you love that I play songs for you. We've been listening to a best of Viva Lamach. That's what we're doing all night long. We're currently stuck in May 6th of 2016, so just over 5 years ago. This is a program that actually aired with these songs, and sometimes I even leave in my ramblings, and I'm trying to edit out the stuff where I'm rambling about dated stuff, just for your convenience. But I'll tell you, right around that early May time, we had just received a brand new CD from a dude named Al Scorch. It was his one and only CD called Circle Around the Signs on the Bloodshot record label. So let's check that out.
Have you ever seen a hangman tie Slipknot? Have you ever seen a hangman tie Slipknot? Well, he whines and he whines, and after 13 times he's got a Slipknot. He's got a Slipknot. Slip or no, will not. Oh, will that slip not slip or no, will not. It'll slip around your neck, but it won't slip back again. That slip knot, oh, that slip knot.
Some rule from the sky, some inch across the ground. Their bent backs turned to all heaven above sends down. Scratch and puff from this earth, what gold it may give. Fattening on feasts to come, laboring now to live. And America's a hard religion, not just anyone may endure. America is a hard religion, some never do surrender. Sent to a savage land, mother knows not why. To plant a seed in rocky soil and perhaps to die. Freedom come it may to this child instead. Freedom comes, freedom goes, father is surely dead. And America's a hard religion, not just anyone may enter. America is a hard religion, some never do surrender. Our hearts, doubts to make us strong. Cheered by loved ones that from the graveyard say, all my tears surely gone after I fly away. And America's a hard religion, not just anyone may enter. America's a hard religion, some never do surrender.
Hey there, Viva Le Mocksters, I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters' hip act fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
We had a long conversation
So you're saying to yourself, that sounds like Rhett Miller, but that's not an old 97 song. Is it, Moxter? And it's not. And it's actually not even a Rhett Miller solo song. It was a band that Rhett and Murray from the old 97s had that they kicked around town with called the Ranchero Brothers. Name of the song is actually called Sweet Thing Pine Bluff. And I found that, and that's the only recording I found from this project, on a compilation called Summer Teriyaki Hamburger Breakfast that was put out by Summer Break Records many, many years ago now. But I thought I enjoy it, and that's why I play it. And I played it for you 5 years ago, and I will play it probably for you on a future Viva La Mox. Speaking of 5 years ago, since that set of music all came from a show from May 6, 2016, I played some Robbie Foulkes from his Upland Stories album. We had just come out in 2016. America is a Hard Religion, the track you heard. And then before that, a fellow Chicagoan who had his one and only album out on Bloodshot as well and had just been released that week. So it was the debut. So that was, now I'm giving you the five-year anniversary recap of that debut. Al Scorch with a Slipknot from his Circle Around the Signs. Let's continue into checking out what the Moxter was playing back on May 6, 2016 on Viva La Mock. Pulled this off of a tribute to Donovan called Gazing with Tranquility, which I was just starting to explore. So
let's explore together. First, there's a mountain. It's done by Little Man.
If they follow you, it's not about your money that they're after boy, it's you. Pure easy listening, settle down on the pillow soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the ones you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they're gone. But if they follow you, don't look back. A Dylan in the movie, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your money that they're after, boy, it's you. If we all went back to another time, I will love you over. I will love you over. I will love you. If they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movies, on your own. Follow you, don't look back, Dylan in the movie.
I don't want to decay. Take the shortcut way, I'll go and read a book. It's so much more worthwhile being a songsman crook. Study death in style. Study death in style. Heard you calling through the drum beat. I'm so a stick sample. Screams out and dance around the campfire. You can hear the question, can you feel the reply? Heard you calling through the drum beat.
dies there. No one has a head.
B-52s from their 1979 debut with Planet Claire. Did you know that mental health problems affect almost every family in America? So chances are someone that you know, someone you love, has a mental health problem. Get the facts about mental health. Call 1-800-789-2647 for a free brochure. That's 1-800-789-2647, because mental health is part of all of our lives. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, the cool kids at WRCT. So before the B-52s, let's go back to that set of music just so that we don't get off track too far. From Portugal, Silence 4. I love that song. It's called My Friends. I heard it in Portugal in a taxi, and it took me years to figure out what the song was, and I found it, finally found the release, and now I can play it for you every once in a while. James from back in, 1985. Him from a village from James on the factory record label. A little 7-inch, actually, I pulled out for that one. Bell and Sebastian, also from If You're Feeling Sinister, gave us Like Dylan in the Movies. Start off the entire set with Little Man doing their cover of Donovan's There's a Mountain. That wraps up that set of music.
You know, if you ever have a request for a future show, you can email me that request at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And you know, if you don't,
I'll just keep playing music. That's what I like doing. It's the Flamin' Groovies. Shake some action here on the Viva La Mach radio show.
Oh, but I'll be, I'm so afraid.
You are listening to the best of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, currently in the midst of a segment that originally aired May 6th, 2016. And guess what? I think we're alone now. Believe it or not, that was Pittsburgh's own Norm Nardini, along with the Tigers. Norm Nardini and the Tigers doing the Tommy James classic, I Think We're Alone Now. Before the Norm Nardini, how about a band with Pittsburgh connections? That was a band out of the 80s that hailed from Boston called the Neats. And guitarist Phil Caruso, a Pittsburgh native. And last I checked, Phil still lives in Pittsburgh. He had moved back post-Neats. That was their song, Now You Know. And a band with no Pittsburgh connection that I'm even aware of, the Flamin' Groovies, start off that entire set with Shake Some Action. Entire set of music came from a Viva La Mock radio program that happened on May 6th, 2016. Yeah, so if you just tuned in, you're like, Mockster, I don't understand why you're saying this. Because I, the Mockster, the host of Viva La Mock, as much as it is May 2021, I've decided to do shows in May where it's a little